Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All Access with Aditi is brought to you by NetExpert, celebrating 20 years of excellence. Pickett's Points next hour. And the Hawk Report with Jeff Hathorn live from Steelers headquarters after a busy day. Two Steelers did not practice this afternoon. One of them was Witherspoon, still dealing with that hamstring injury that won't go away. Najee, the other, they're calling it an oblique injury. A new injury for TJ Watt. We've known about pec. We've known about knee. Now ribs. No, not the ribs that Edmund Nelson used to like to eat during Steelers preseason games. Yeah. Rib injury for Watt, limited. So he is now an operation board of injuries this year. Ribs for TJ Watt.
He didn't look good walking off the field on Monday.
He didn't look good playing in the game.
You know what,
Monday,
he just didn't look himself. Yeah, he just seemed a little bit slower than I'm used to seeing him. I've got a question about Najee. On the injury report, it just says Najee.
Oh, the website says oblique. Oh, you mean like what they put out about him? Like
No.
Just
his
listed
name.
Him as Najee?
Yeah, no, yeah, like everybody's name. Yeah, if you look at everybody else's name, it's a first and a last name, but mm-hmm. He is just Najee.
I think he is one of the athletes in town where more fans, if they're going to use one name, first or last name, they go first name with him over last name. That's my observation. Maybe because there's another famous running back from here with the last name Harris. Najee is so
like
unique. Yep, same thing. Well, that's more because no one can pronounce the last name for Tua correctly. It's too much of a tongue twister. It's like the quarterback at Clemson.
Tungavailoa. You know what? It's just one of those things. As soon as you learn it, it's really easy. Tungavailoa.
Tongue?
Like, come on, say it after me.
Like what
say
I stick out of my mouth? Tungavailoa? Tongue.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, there you go. Tungavailoa.
Speaking of your
CBS, that wasn't so bad.
No, I'll forget it though. Speaking of your CBS assignments, we're very interested in how you're doing getting ready for the return of Deshaun Watson, because this is probably the biggest story in the NFL this week, his return. It's back in Houston. There's already reports that some of the women who he settled with out of court are going to attend the game. I don't know if that means they're taking in signs or protesting outside the game, but they're going to be involved. Like, you want. See, this is so tough journalistically for you, Didi, because, and I'm guessing CBS, people are tuning in at 1 o'clock to watch a football game, but there's a bigger story adjacent to the football game. So, how do you balance that in a broadcast?
I mean, that's exactly the issue. We had a meeting for an hour, our crew, our producer, our director, play-by-play analyst myself. For an hour, we met yesterday. I don't know that we felt great about it. We'll have another meeting. I had a long conversation with our head of news today. Tomorrow, we're all meeting again with all the bosses to sort of talk through it because, yes, people want football. And, yes, there are certainly football pieces to this story. Here's a guy who hasn't played the game of football in 700 days. Here's a guy that a team gave up 7 draft picks and 3 first round picks for, who is expected to be a savior for a franchise that hasn't had a franchise quarterback in who knows how long, if ever, never. You know, all of those things are stories, but how do you say any of that outside the context of why he hasn't played in 700 days. But do people really want that, or do they want a game? And then to your point, you know, the NFL certainly, when fans were chanting MVP at Tua this past weekend, of course we mentioned it in our broadcast. But when the fans will be chanting in Houston, because they will be chanting, they were chanting in Jacksonville and chanting off-color things, we certainly can't say what they're chanting, but do we mention it?
I was going to ask you that. Do you feel like it's your job as a sideline reporter? Is it your? Do you think it's your job to let the viewer know that that's happening?
I mean, I think that that's part of this is a news story, and that's where we have to figure out if the Cleveland Browns bus is driving through a massive protest. Mm-hmm. If someone runs on the field with signage referencing Deshaun Watson, if the 10 women that have accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct that their attorney is saying are coming to this game, unfurl some sort of signage from the suite that their attorney has said, I don't know how you completely ignore it, but I also think if you're a fan of football, at some point, you know, like I've certainly heard from some Cleveland Brown fans that just have fatigue over this. You know, like we just want to watch the game. But isn't this part of the environment of the game? And we normalize in the NFL, there are indeed athletes that at a certain point have become normalized, despite mm-hmm. some off the field things. Ray Lewis, Tyreek Hill. I can keep going. I won't keep going. But I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger, there were things off the field. And at some point, it stops being a part of the story or context or narrative around that player. But this is this guy's first game back in a city that he wanted out of even before all of this mess. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy that was supposed to be a franchise quarterback in Texas. I just talked to Peb Hamilton. Peb Hamilton took the job in Houston thinking that Deshaun Watson was going to be his quarterback. And then all of a sudden, all of this blows up. So I don't know. It's funny. I literally was just having this conversation with a former colleague of mine at the NFL Network where I said, you know, everybody gets excited for a big moment mm-hmm. and you love the big stage. I don't know that I'm really excited.
I was just going to ask you that question.
I'm just wary.
Like, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say the Browns are coming into the stadium and you find out from the Browns that for the NFL today, they're going to give you 3 minutes with Deshaun Watson when he arrives in the stadium. Would you even want that 3 minute interview?
Well, here's what the problem is, right, Andrew? Because I went through this in the preseason.
But this
Remember,
is going to go out
I
to a big.
Interviewed him.
This is going to go out to a huge audience. You know, that's you talked to him before a Browns preseason game for the Browns TV broadcast, right? That was just a local Browns thing, right? Well, I guess she's gone. Maybe CBS or maybe the Browns or maybe Deshaun Watson's people pulled the plug there. I don't know. I thought that was going places. Oh, she's back. She back, Donnie? She's good? Aditi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I feel like Big Brother must be listening to us.
I know, I thought the
you
same thing.
Me that question.
No, but I was just trying to clarify.
I didn't hang up on you, I promise.
The interview with Deshaun Watson in the preseason was for the Browns TV broadcast. It was not for CBS.
Well, it was for the local station that carries the Browns preseason game.
Yeah.
And that was extremely heavily negotiated. I had, just to recap again for anybody who wasn't sort of part of that, I had asked for an interview as a reporter for CBS, just like Real Sports or the Pivot Podcast or a million other people had asked for such an interview. I was obviously told no way. But then wearing this other hat where I was a sideline reporter for the Browns preseason games, I said, how are we handling this? Because when he goes in there and it's his first football action in a year and a half, he's going to come off the field. Anybody else that comes off the field, I talk to them. Mm-hmm. Jacoby Brissett, Myles Garrett, whatever. What, are we just going to ignore that the guy's playing football for the first time? So then I'm told, yeah, okay, you can interview him on the sideline, but it can only be football questions. And I say, there's no way in heck I'm only asking him football questions. So then it was this whole dance of, okay, you can have three questions as an arrival interview, essentially, or a departure interview just before he gets on the bus to go to the stadium. Mm-hmm. And there was no winning pony. That's the thing, you know, like there's no nuance in this. So when you ask me, would I want 3 minutes? As a journalist, heck yeah, I want the 3 minutes. Of course I want the 3 minutes. I have a million questions. It's just not going to happen because they're not going to give it to us. And I think the other issue, they're not going to give it to anybody. The other issue is that he still has a civil case that is alive. There is still, actually, there are two. There are two civil cases. There's one that's the original attorney who represented the 23 women, the 30 women that settled with the Texans, the 23 that settled with Deshaun Watson, or the 24 that settled with him. That attorney still has one client who has written a first-person piece saying that she is not going to settle. And then there is another case that was brought in October via another attorney. So Deshaun Watson can continue to sort of hide behind the fact that he's still facing legal action in these civil cases, not criminal, civil. And so therefore he has to be very limited in what he says. And so that's the trouble in all of this too. Like, no one's going to be satisfied. Even if he were to talk, no one's going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
In what he has to say.
Does it?
I don't know. How would you handle it? Pony, how would you, if you're a fan, actually this is perfect right here. You're a fan of one of these two teams or you're a football fan. How do you want it handled?
Well, you can't ask it that way because every fan base is different. If I'm a Texans fan, I want you asking them hard questions. I want you grilling them. I want you asking them.
No, I mean, how do you want it talked about in a broadcast?
I'd like it probably brought up early in the game. If there are parts of the game in terms of like the fan reception and what protesters and stuff are doing and it's happening during the game, I want coverage of that. As a talk show host, I want to be able to tell people the next day that that happened and get their feelings on it. So, yeah, I don't want it ignored. I don't want it like left out. I think that actually makes
you address the issues. You address the story of it early in the game.
Yep.
You move on to the football part.
But then if it enters back into the arena,
football part,
yes,
correct.
Because I think it makes
absolutely mention.
I think it makes CBS look bad if there's the appearance that they're trying to ignore it. Like I think ESPN. Chris and I talked about this with Florio last week. ESPN looked like crap with the Kugler situation. They knew that a coach got sent home, but they didn't want to address it on Monday Night Football pregame, during the game, or postgame with the former Steelers offensive line coach because they were celebrating football going to Mexico and they didn't want that to rain on the parade. So as soon as the game was over, then they told everybody what had happened. So that, I think, if you're going to try to be objective and try to cover the game fairly and try to give fans what they deserve, which is information to make up their own minds and opinions, I think you have to include that stuff if you're doing it the objective way.
I mean, I completely agree with you. My question or my concern is Deshaun Watson, let's take out every other piece of it and let's just talk about Deshaun Watson as a quarterback and as a leader. He is a demonstrative leader. He is a guy on a sideline who is talking to his wide receivers, who's encouraging his bench, who is very involved as a sideline reporter.
I want you to report on that. I want to know how those guys are reacting to him. I'd be interested in that. He's gone for the first 11 weeks. We know what he's been accused of. Are his rah-rah messages
acclimated back to the team again? But yes, but then do you have to put in, see, and this is why I say there's no winning. We can do all of it in the beginning of the show, in the beginning of the game. We can lay out that Deshaun Watson comes in here having faced this over the last 2 years, still facing this, whatever.
Yep.
My fear is taken out of context. I give you a 20-second hit. Deshaun Watson pulled aside Anthony Schwartz after that drop. He went through with him how he could have perhaps gotten past that pick a little bit cleaner and had a millisecond more to get a cleaner catch. Someone's going to sit here and only catch that 20-second report and say, oh, she's normalizing him as a leader.
I get all that. Yep. You're right. Do you expect that you and Matt are going to go see the movie Cocaine Bear in theaters when it comes out? Is that going to be a date night for the Kinkabwala family?
Are you offering to babysit for me?
No, because I'm going to be there for
it's
the premiere.
It's not the Kinkabwala family.
Well, you know that. Right? I know.
Oh,
that.
Do you
it's
need,
the word Janice family.
Invite... Sure. Do you need to be invited
to the Cocaine Bear premiere? We're already going. I'm basically Correct. Asking you if you guys want to tag along, because Donnie, Chris, and I are already going to be there with bells on, VIP for Cocaine Bear.
When?
When's it come out, Donnie?
When?
February of 2023.
Okay, so we got to wait till after the Super Bowl. We should have nice, easy schedules.
Oh, great. Awesome. Okay, so I have time to get a babysitter. Anybody listening, if you're available to babysit,
does that appeal to you? Based on a true story, Bear does cocaine, goes on a rampage. And Ray Liotta is the man.
If you're telling me you think it's really if you're telling me that it's fascinating and
Ray Liotta is the man.
I have an open mind.
In his swan song, it's his last movie. It's his job to put a stop to Cocaine Bear. Ray Liotta, Goodfellas.
I mean, I think just to
Field
honor
of Dreams.
Ray. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I'm a big fan of Ray Liotta's, so it's almost to honor his last work.
I would agree. Malzi is right there nodding along as well. All right, Aditi. We'll talk again next week. Enjoy Houston.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Enjoy Kenny's performance because it was really great, and you should feel justified and validated in a lot of ways.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.